Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
It's time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The longest-serving member of the Virginia State Senate has died.
Charles Colgan, who represented Prince William County, died yesterday at a hospice center at the age of 90. He was the founder of Colgan Air, a regional commuter airline based in Manassas, and was first elected to the Virginia Senate in 1975, retiring last January. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said in a statement, "Chuck was someone I always looked up to because he was an honest broker who told you what he believed, found joy in the opportunity to serve, and was willing to work with anyone to improve the lives of people in Prince William, Northern Virginia, and around the state." Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Montgomery County, officials are stunned by the sudden death yesterday of the county's health officer, Dr. Alder Tillman. She was 67 and had been the county's health officer and chief of public health services for 13 years. Lawmakers are set for meetings on Capitol Hill today aimed at repealing or saving Obamacare.
It's time to get to work.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence previewing Capitol Hill meetings he's set to have with lawmakers Wednesday.
Be meeting with members of the House and Senate to talk about how we can move forward an agenda to make America great again.
At the top of that agenda, scrapping the Affordable Care Act. But as Pence works towards getting rid of Obamacare Wednesday, President Obama himself will also be on Capitol Hill, working towards the opposite goal. Obama meeting with Democrats for a defense strategy session to protect his signature domestic achievement. I'm Reid Binion.
Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says the effort to dump Obamacare will involve using the Democrats' own tactics against them.
We're going to repeal the sections that we can repeal through what's called reconciliation, which is the way that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid passed it without requiring 60 votes in the Senate.
Harris spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. A new national ranking says Maryland's public schools are now the fifth best in the country. They used to be number one in the ranking by Education Week. By last year, though, Maryland had slipped to number four, and this year the state's public schools now come in behind Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Prince William County schools are filling fast, but educators can't agree on whether to build a new school to deal with the overcrowding.
For weeks, two Prince William County School Board members have asked for a special meeting. They want to talk about a resolution to build a new high school. School Board member Sean Brand.
If it is approved, an additional $21+ million for our school system.
But the school board chairman has repeatedly denied requests to talk about the proposal. Brand says it finally should happen tonight.
For the meeting to happen, we will have at least 5 or 8 members in attendance.
That special meeting is expected to happen after the regularly scheduled board meeting, which starts at 7 p.m. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The South Carolina jury that convicted church shooter Dylan Roof returns today to determine if he should be put to death.
The avowed white supremacist was found guilty of murdering 9 black parishioners at a historic Charleston, South Carolina church last year. Because the 22-year-old has decided to represent himself, defense attorney Jake Irwin says this phase of the trial may be weird. The move could give him the opportunity to question the survivors of the shooting if they're called as witnesses. Though Roof has said he plans to call no witnesses or introduce any evidence. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19882, the Nasdaq at 5429. Sports, John Wall's 27 points, not enough as the Wizards lose to Dallas. The Caps beat the Maple Leafs in overtime. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of The Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for The Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where we actually catch a break for the morning rush hour. Looks like 270. Good chip out of Frederick and down in toward Clarksburg. And then from Clarksburg on, just about a 20-minute ride heading down toward the Capitol Beltway. Not so good on I-95, though. The crash southbound prior to the Beltway has been cleared, but we're now still trying to ease out those delays. Heading into town, both 50 and the BW Parkway slows on to DC 295 to get you past East Capitol Street. Reports of a crash right in that stretch. Northbound side of 295 at the Naval Research Lab. That accident had been moved to the shoulder. Virginia, trying to get to the Beltway if you're on the Connector Road. So going westbound on the Dulles Connector Road prior as you get up to the Beltway, make that exit. That's where we have the accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. Then this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Arlington, 46 in Hyattsville, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Rex Tillerson puts his Exxon nest egg in a trust over potential conflict of interest concerns. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Dylan Byers from CNN about Megyn Kelly's big move. She's leaving the Fox News Channel, headed to NBC. And it just about broke the Twitter machine yesterday when this news came out. Everybody was talking about it. We'll talk about it at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, joined in studio today by our guest host, Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller. It's a website you need to visit and look at each and every day because you learn stuff.
And I can't remember being this excited to wake up early on a Wednesday morning ever, so thank you for having me here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. It's been a pleasure. Donald Trump continues to have an impact on the business world. Yesterday, Ford let it be known that it is not going to build a $1.6 billion plant in Mexico and instead will reinvest hundreds of millions of dollars into plants in America. They have made this decision. They say they think it's a good business decision. And of course, many people are wondering. And in fact, it was the discussion on these business shows about whether or not this was in reaction to, you know, Trump's threats to put a heavy tax on cars that are made in Mexico and brought into the United States. Here's what the Ford CEO was asked about that yesterday on one of these shows.
Are you canceling the plans to build this huge plant in Mexico because of the president-elect?
Well, when we make decisions like this as a company, we look at, first we do what's right for our business. This makes sense for our business. And we look at all factors, including what we view as a more positive U.S. manufacturing business environment under President-elect Trump. And it's literally a vote of confidence around some of the pro-growth policies that he has been outlining.
Now, that's good spin there.
Right. I mean, imagine if you're the CEO of Ford and all of a sudden the president of the United States, the president-elect of the United States, is using the world's biggest bully pulpit to say that your company is running roughshod over American workers. That's not good. That rattles your cage. And you're going to think sincerely about the way you do business.
Here's more from the CEO of Ford.
This business decision was done independently, but we did speak to the president and the president president-elect and the vice president-elect this morning. And this is really around making sure that as we make these decisions, that it's first right for our business to do this.
All right, so he says it's the right thing to do for our business, the unspoken part of it, because we don't want to pay a 35% tax on cars we build in Mexico.
Yes.
That is unsaid part of that. A little bit more from the CEO of Ford.
What will they do to make it right for your business? Because, Mark, you've told me it costs you 40% less to build these cars in Mexico.
Well, we are really encouraged, again, by the pro-growth policies that he's outlined, particularly around reforms, around tax policy and regulatory policy. Those type of things are, I think, are going to generate a very positive business environment.
So it's 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks, until he takes office.
Mm-hmm.
And already he's having an impact on the way businesses are making their business decisions for the future.
Well, for sure. And forget for a moment the tax incentives that are going to exist to bring companies back into the United States and the tax penalties that might exist if you produce outside of the United States. In the case of places like Ford and GM, these car companies are highly dependent on loyalty based on the fact that they build these cars in America. How many people do you know who specifically buy Ford or GM because of its American-made existence?
Yeah.
Exactly. So once they deteriorate one of the essential elements of their brand, that which is the vehicles are made in the United States, what do they have left? And now they're going to compete in a market where production costs are very low for cars coming from places like Japan, and they're going to have to, you know, fight to have their place at the table in front of the American consumer. It's not good to have the president of the United States, whose voters, by the way, purchase your trucks, saying, hey, this is bad. You're making these cars in Mexico? What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, apparently some of the money that they were going to use to build this plant in Mexico will now be used to build an electric and hybrid vehicle plant in Flat Rock, Michigan. So there's that. By the way, I just want to make a side note here. Apparently part of their plan, I'm very disturbed by this, they're going to build an electric Mustang. What in the hell are they thinking about?
Yeah.
That's they talk about un-American activities.
Right.
An electric Mustang?
Right.
This is wrong on so many levels.
It's like selling a Glock that only shoots lasers. It doesn't actually work. It's supposed to be a powerful engine inside of a powerful car.
Rear-wheel drive, baby.
You should smell the gasoline burning off the vehicle.
Well, anyway, that's just a little diversion. Okay, now, when it comes to GM, yesterday he took to Twitter to say, look, GM, you make the Chevy Cruze in Mexico, and you're sending them into America, and you're doing that duty-free, and when, you know, you need to change the way you're doing business, or I'm going to impose a 35% tariff on all cars built in Mexico that come from that plant.
Right.
And Chevy said, most of our Chevy Cruzes are made in America. A small number are made in Mexico, and most of those are sent elsewhere. They don't come back to America. A small number do come back into America. So apparently already the Chevy Cruze is largely made in Lordstown, Ohio.
Right. Well, you know, the tenor of Trump's approach to American business, both throughout the campaign and now, is a mixture of, as I said, the penalty side, but also the incentive side. I think when the carrier deal went down and so many people saw that that Trump was able to influence carriers' decision to keep jobs within the United States, they said, well, can he really do piecemeal deals? Can he keep calling these CEOs and convincing them to do individual things? No, not in every single case. But if he begins to build the notion that America is going to be a good climate for business, he sends a strong signal to many businesses, those who are either contemplating leaving the country or maybe even coming back, that this is a good place to do business and once again manufacture.
Well, here's the downside to all this. It is more expensive to build products in America. And if we do not make it more profitable and give these companies incentives to stay in America and build their products in America, the end result will be those products will become more expensive. And that means that a car that might cost you X amount of dollars may cost you 20% more.
Right.
Or even more. And that means that American-made products will not be as competitive as some of the products that come in from other places. And we're all going to have to pay more for that. There is a downside to this.
Yes, and if we end up putting carbon taxes or something on top of those cars being built in the United States, that all the more are we hamstringing our ability to buy affordable goods in the U.S. So a lot has to be done to make this both conducive to the American consumer and ultimately to the economy. I mean, there's no question. An infusion of cash to people who are being paid to build vehicles in the United States would be a huge boon to the economy.
Well, it is. It's what he said he was going to do. The thing that I think is so interesting about Donald Trump is that people say, look what Donald Trump just did. That's what he said he was going to do. I mean, time and time again, people are shocked in Washington, D.C., because Donald Trump has done the things he said he was going to do.
Right. And under normal circumstances, if this was a Democrat who was succeeding in getting these things happening, Democrats would, of course, be running around and singing his praises. But instead, in this case, it's either, hey, you don't deserve credit for that, or this is bad for these reasons. And it's, again, partisanship playing out. We'll see how it plays out as he takes the reins as president.
Well, he's not even in office, and already things are starting to happen. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when he takes the oath of office on January 20th. We'll continue to watch very closely and provide our analysis. 8:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some of our busy areas, DC 290. 5 southbound now with the crash as you're coming south past East Capitol Street before Pennsylvania Avenue, and actually slows in each direction. We may have the lane blocked on the northbound side as well. Also northbound 295 near the Naval Research Lab, recovering earlier crash, they're gone, so pace is definitely getting better for you in that stretch. Now Virginia on the connector road going westbound, also improving with the crash out of the travel lanes, but westbound connector road approaching the Capitol Beltway. Let's go River Road and inside the Beltway after Goldsboro. Very slow to get by the crash past the McDonald's, so a little bit congested through that stretch. 270, good trip this morning. Gaithersburg, Rockville, that seems to be the heaviest of it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we're going to have some cloudy, foggy weather, but it's going to clear up, and by afternoon it'll reach 54 degrees, though it may be a bit breezy. Tonight, down around 29, and then it's just going to be cold through the weekend. However, I want to mention, Thursday, there is a chance of snow Thursday night. Yeah, I mean, a chance. It's on the bubble, quite frankly. You need to be weather aware. You need to watch what's going on, because there may be a flake or two, and you know how that can mess things up. But temperatures basically after tonight don't come out of the 30s all the way through the weekend. And in fact, on Sunday night, it's going to be very cold, temperatures in the upper teens. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnais, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, is here with us this morning, filling in. Thank you so much for that. We love to do entertainment news, and I found this story immensely entertaining in its own right. You know, there's this show out there. I can honestly and proudly say I have never watched the damn show. I will not ever watch an episode of The Bachelor.
Oh, there it is.
Or The Bachelorette. I simply won't watch it. It's, to me, it's like, I have no interest in the show. But I acknowledge that there are huge numbers of people, including Larry O'Connor, who watch this show and just are enamored by The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Well, there is a very notable critic. A critic that you might not expect really doesn't like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette very much. And it is none other than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Of course. Of course Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has thoughts on The Bachelor.
Well-known an author, basketball player, and apparently media critic, he's had some very strong things to say about The Bachelor. He says in a guest column that The Bachelor is killing romance in America. And he goes on to say, it's bad for society. You're not even in the running for love unless you fit a very narrow ideal of Ken and Barbie doll physical beauty, he wrote. These shows produce the scorched earth effects of raising females to be continually judged physically above all other attributes and then measured against impossible physical standards that has marginalized a majority of girls and women and made billions for the beauty products, clothing, and cosmetic surgery industries. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. So basically, if only the show involved uglier women. That it would be more successful.
Of course. Then everybody would watch that, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know what the formula is, right? ABC clearly does, which is put a lot of beautiful women on TV at the same time. I think Kareem sort of missed the point, though, which is the bad part that The Bachelor teaches us is that it's possible to date 30 women at once without consequence.
There.
I think, Kareem, you sort of missed,
The point.
The
yeah.
glaring lead in that story.
Yeah, well, there's that. He actually is a pretty good author and interesting. He has written some interesting stuff from time to time. Wrote a very interesting a book about the Buffalo Soldiers of the Old West, who were black cavalry soldiers, and they were known throughout West Texas and other places. This is no joke. I'm in Fort Stockton, Texas, years ago, walking around the old fort. There's an old fort there that they used to be, back in the Civil War days. There was a fort there, and they fought with the Indians out of this fort. And I'm walking along, and I'm looking at the old ruins and looking at the old buildings. And a guy comes around the corner who is like 9 feet tall.
Wow.
And I look at, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I have this encounter with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, hard to forget that.
He was there doing research for the book on the Buffalo Soldier.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, just when he's not doing the deep research like that, he's doing some light entertainment criticism.
That's right. Well, if you like The Bachelor, then you probably don't want to read this article from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Other entertainment news, the Big Bash is planned for, I think, Friday night at the White House. President Obama is having one big shindig as he wraps up his presidency, a party to say thank you to people who are friends, a number of celebrities, and of course the big dog donors to his campaign over the years. Among those who are expected to show up, Usher, Samuel Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Bradley Cooper, Jay-Z, Beyonce, maybe Stevie Wonder will perform, J.J. Abrams, George Lucas apparently will be there, so an all-star lineup there at the White House for one big final Obama bash.
There's nothing like thanking the American people for your time in office by bringing the most famous people in the world to come tell you how much they love you.
That's right. Yeah, that's really what this is all about, isn't it? I'm surprised, though, they're doing it. I mean, this is going to be, then he's going to go and give the big speech in Chicago shortly after this, in which he, makes the case for his legacy.
Right.
Everything that happens in, like, the last 6 months of a presidency is all about burnishing your legacy.
For sure. Actually, in the statement announcing that he was giving this speech, he said, remember, this is all about you. Yeah, sure it is. Uh-huh. You partying with these celebrities and having this giant Chicago speech. It does feel like it's about me.
Han Solo, one of the most, interesting characters in Star Wars lore was Han Solo. Everybody loves Han Solo. Well, apparently there's another Star Wars movie. There's always seeing a new Star Wars movie in the works right now. And one of this is it's a spinoff that is supposed to look at the early development of Han Solo. It's a prequel. To talk about what Han Solo was like as a young man. And apparently, this is an interesting mix of characters. One of the people who will appear in this show, or is in discussions to appear in the show, as his mentor, is Woody Harrelson.
Of course.
Of Cheers fame and of the Hunger Games.
And the Hunger Games, where he played a mentor.
He played a mentor, yeah, but a drunken mentor. And seems like it might work. But apparently he's in talks to do that. This one is due to be out May 25th of 2018.
I got to say, as a glancing Star Wars fan, meaning I watch the movies, don't read the extended universe stuff,
yeah.
I would like to see the Yoda origin story. I don't know where that little green dude came from or how it all worked out, but I'd like to get that one. I think we sort of know Han Solo. Yoda, yeah. That's the one I want to find.
Yeah, I wonder what the early life of Han Solo is all about. Well, apparently, we'll have to wait till May 25th of 2018 to find out. But Rogue One, the latest, is apparently still doing extremely well at the box office.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been out there for, a couple of weeks now? Still the number one movie at the box office.
Right, and people definitely crave Star Wars movies. This was a nice way to introduce a new story. Far too often in the films, we get you know, retellings of the most popular books or remakes of old movies, this is a totally brand new movie in the Star Wars franchise, and it's succeeding.
Star Wars is doing what Star Trek has always done. Star Trek, you know, they had the basic, you know, the first iteration with Shatner and Nimoy and all that, and then they decided, well, we won't do anything for a while, but then they did the Next Generation, and then they do, you know, what's the other one? Voyager with Captain
I've got to take your word for it.
I mean, they go through, but they took that universe and that franchise and did other things with it. That's now what Star Wars is.
Yeah, well, as soon as Disney has wrested control of it from George Lucas, and now they're going to make that thing make them money.
They're going to make some money with it, and they are. $802 million worldwide right now for Rogue One. It's 8:24 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742, or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, some areas where we still have some patchy fog, so be cautious as you do head out and about this morning, especially 95 Virginia, trying to look through these traffic cameras. A little bit difficult to see through there, but no late incidents as we come out of Aquia. Stafford area looks good as far as the volume, and just about cleared out as far as the delays in Newington. Now for 395, a little bit of delay in Landmark, and again across the 14th Street Bridge, DC 295, the crash now southbound, south of East Capitol Street before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue, heavy in each direction. Earlier crash near the Naval Research Lab northbound, that's gone, so you're looking much better there. Just trying to ease out the delays, south on 95 Maryland prior to the Beltway, that crash out of the travel lanes. And in case you didn't hear, in Aspen Hill, we have a tree down closing a stretch of Connecticut Avenue, just off of George Avenue. Connecticut Avenue closed up toward Belpre. That's over near the Kmart area. If you're familiar with there, avoid Connecticut Avenue. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensHearts. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. And this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 827 on WMAL. Brian Wilson with Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller, the editor-in-chief over there. And you know what? You know, when they say that when it rains, it pours. When things go badly, then they just keep going worse and worse and worse. And sometimes it seems like you just can't get a break. Things are never going to get better. And such, I think, is the case in the story of the Washington Monument. The poor, beleaguered Washington Monument has really been going through it. I mean, first of all, we have an earthquake, right? And the earthquake just about destroys the Washington Monument. They had to go through and put in new filling between every one of those blocks.
There's people rappelling down the side of
it. That was a mess, and the poor thing, I mean, it literally did sway back and forth during the earthquake. So they go there and they fix that, but they neglect to fix the elevator. The elevator has been problematic ever since. And they then decided, well, we probably should have replaced the elevator then, but we didn't. Now we have to close down the whole thing and replace the elevator. I just want to point out that I remember when the steam elevators were in place, and they never gave them any trouble. We should go back to steam elevators. I'm just saying. They worked. But anyway, so we have this, and it's been closed to September, and they won't even tell us when the Washington Monument is going to reopen again. Then last night, to add insult to injury to all of that, the Washington Monument, for the first time in anyone's memory, was completely blacked out.
Yeah, a fixture on the D.C. skyline. It'd be like the Empire State Building just not having
just
lights on.
Just going dark. That's right. I mean, it wasn't a power failure. I mean, Pepco was called and said, what's going on here? They said, well, it's not us. And the people at the Park Service said, oh, I don't know. There's nobody over there. It's closed. So they're going to try to figure out today why the lights weren't on the Washington Monument.
That's good. That's promising. We'll get around to it. The National Mall consistently is a symbol of sort of government inefficiency. You remember when they shut down the World War II Memorial because the government shut down? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seemed right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll get the lights back on tonight.
Yeah.
It is 8:28. Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free Market Ready Guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the Right Sizing Guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative five-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Megyn Kelly is leaving Fox News after 12 years and headed toward NBC. We'll talk about that coming up after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A towering figure in Virginia state politics has died. Former state senator Charles Colgan, who just retired a year ago after 40 years in the Senate, died yesterday at age 90. Colgan was the all-time longest-serving member of the Virginia Senate. President Obama travels to Capitol Hill today, giving congressional Democrats some advice on how to fight back against GOP attempts to dismantle Obamacare. There's a new twist this morning in the Donald Trump versus U.S. intelligence saga.
President-elect Donald Trump striking a conspiratorial tone yet again against U.S. intelligence. In a new cryptic tweet, Trump writes, intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. But U.S. intelligence officials say there's no delay. They say the meeting was always set to take place later this week, adding, President Obama has yet to receive the full briefing on Russian hacking.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Fox News was reportedly ready to offer Megyn Kelly $25 million a year to stay, but she says her decision to jump to NBC was motivated by her top priority, which is her children.
I am very grateful to NBC for this opportunity, and I am deeply thankful to Fox News for the wonderful 12 years I have had here. I have grown up here and been given every chance a young reporter could ever ask for.
No word yet on a possible replacement for Kelly at Fox. A Virginia woman claims a former Redskins player nearly beat her to death. Jamie Dale has filed a $31 million lawsuit in federal court in Norfolk against her ex-boyfriend, 62-year-old Curtis Jordan, who played for the Skins in the early 80s and who now lives in Texas. Jordan also faces criminal assault charges that go to trial in March. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,882, the Nasdaq at 54,29. Sports, the Caps win their third straight, beating the Maple Leafs in overtime. The Wizards drop another one on the road, losing to the Mavericks in Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen stores. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Stores. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7-7-7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270. It was too good to be true. We had a lighter than normal morning rush hour, but now we're a bit congested to get toward the crash. Southbound 270 in Germantown. It's after 118, but before you get to 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. So in that stretch, we've bogged down again just because of this crash. South on 95 Maryland, also trying to ease out the volume heading toward the Beltway. The crash accident was after 212. That has been cleared for some time, but still the activity on the shoulder, a distraction for all. On Connecticut Avenue, inside the Beltway, the volume, we normally have that heading down toward Jones Bridge Road and East-West Highway, but along the way, an incident reported. Not sure if it's a fender bender or a stalled, but keep alert in that stretch. River Road inbound after you pass the Kenwood Country Club. It looks like the crash is going to be after the McDonald's before you get to the Little Falls Parkway. And problems in Adelphi with the lights, not timing properly. Adelphi Road and University Boulevard jammed in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Warrenton, 44 in Hyattsville, 44 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, joined here in studio today by our guest host, Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller. Vince, good to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Joining us on the line right now from CNN is Dylan Byers, who is a senior reporter for media and politics at CNN. A good day to have you on because, Dylan, we're talking about something that nearly broke the old internet yesterday. News that Megyn Kelly is leaving your rival Fox News to go over to NBC. A lot of people didn't see this coming. What was going on behind the scenes? What do you know about it?
Well, Megyn Kelly wanted to leave Fox News, and she's wanted to leave Fox News for a long time. And, of course, as you know and I know and as all of Twitter knows, over the course of about the last 18 months, due to her, you know, her fights with Donald Trump, her taking on Roger Ailes, who was eventually ousted from Fox News, she has risen to become one of the most prominent faces in television news journalism, and certainly one of the most coveted talents in television news journalism. There were a lot of people fighting for her, a lot of different networks fighting for her. Fox News, the Murdochs alone were willing to pay her north of $20 million a year to keep her.
Can I just say, in television money, that you may say, well, how does that figure? That's about as big a contract as anybody has ever been offered.
That's as big as it gets. What $20 million represents is the Bill O'Reilly number, and that's sort of the high watermark of what you can get paid in this business. And they were willing to offer her perhaps even more than that. So it's a really big deal. What she ultimately decided is, A, she wanted to get out of Fox News. B, she wanted to do something different and sort of have more real estate. She's now going to get a daytime show on NBC as well as a Sunday night evening news magazine on NBC, and she'll contribute to their breaking news coverage and their special events and things of that nature. And it also gives her, as she has said, more time to be with her family, more time to be with her kids, which is also something she wanted. What it raises are some really big questions about whether or not this whole thing can succeed, because in the past there have been big name talents from Katie Couric to Anderson Cooper who have gone to daytime, and that has sort of failed very quickly. Sunday night is also a very hard place to succeed, especially when you factor in things like Sunday Night Football, which may very well preempt her show for 4 months out of the year. So it took a lot of work for NBC to get Megyn Kelly. They fought very hard for it, but now is really when the hard work begins of actually making this whole thing work and making sure that Megyn Kelly becomes an even bigger star than she already is, rather than sort of fading into relative obscurity.
Dylan, what you just described suggests that NBC is maybe taking on some massive risk here, especially because Megyn Kelly is moving from a format in which she's succeeded on Fox News. Clearly, she's clipped O'Reilly a couple times in terms of the ratings, but she succeeded with a Fox News audience doing a news-style program. And now, as you just said, she's going to change formats in a dramatic way. Are we looking at a tremendous risk here for NBC?
Yeah, it's an enormous risk. And I talk to a lot of executives in the industry, and there are mixed feelings. One, you know, they're jealous. They're profoundly jealous because a lot of people wanted to hire Megyn Kelly. But more than anything, they're sort of baffled by the amount of risk that NBC and NBC News Group Chairman Andy Lack, the amount of risk that they're taking on with this. Just because, again, you know, you think about it, in an election year, when you're sort of the face, you're the person who took on Donald Trump at the first Republican debate, who's been in this sort of very public feud with him, and you have this reputation for sort of holding people's feet to the fire on both the right and the left in prime time on cable news, that's one thing. But in the middle of the day, when you're talking about an entirely different audience of people, and you know, we're not even sure exactly where she's going to go in the middle of the day, because NBC News only has so many places they can put her. So yeah, it's an enormous risk. The gamble here is that Andy Lack, head of NBC News, believes that he can cultivate once in a generation star talents: Barbara Walters, Katie Couric, figures of, you know, of that stature. He believes he can turn Megyn Kelly into that figure. And so if he can do that, then the bet pays off, you know, in a big way. If he can't, it sort of becomes one of the big glorious failures of television talent acquisition of the decade.
I know you have a vested interest in this answer, but because you work at CNN, but I'm just wondering, what impact do you think this has on your rival Fox?
Well, it leaves open extraordinary big questions for them about who they are and who they are going forward. And, you know, that is a question they have been wrestling with since Roger Ailes left the network.
Yeah, but can I point out that, you know, Greta left, and they replaced Greta with Tucker Carlson, and the show was more successful than Greta was. So, I mean, they have a pretty deep bench over there.
No, they do. They do have a deep bench. But again, you're and Tucker has done a great job with his show so far. But you're talking now about you're moving into as great as Greta was. Now you're talking about a marquee talent. You're talking about somebody who became a household name across this country. You're talking about somebody who very much was the most sort of significant and talked about media figure of the entire 2016 presidential campaign. I just think we're in a different realm here. And one thing that you learn very quickly about the television industry, there aren't that many people who can fill those shoes. Who is that? And then the other question is, you had Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, and then Sean Hannity. And those were three very different shows. Now you take Megyn Kelly out of the middle. What do you fill that with? Do you fill that with somebody who prides themselves on being a hard-hitting interviewer, willing to hold anyone's feet to the fire? Or do you put in someone who is perhaps a little bit more opinionated, a little bit more biased in favor of one view? The question is about what the direction of the network is here and whether or not you have a talent who is well-known enough and charismatic enough to command the sort of audience.
But this is all the reporting, including yours, suggests this is Megyn's decision finally to go to NBC. And in Fox's case, it seems that Fox wanted to retain the type of show that Megyn did. They wanted Megyn to stick around. They clearly have some interest because they know there's an audience for it, it seems, and they wanted to put up real money to keep her in the game.
No, they wanted to put up huge money, and you know, some of the sort of palace intrigue of what happened here, the Murdochs really got behind Megyn Kelly. They said, you know, you can acknowledge what you believe Roger Ailes did. You can talk to the people who are investigating the allegations of sexual harassment. She filed her own claims of sexual harassment against Roger Ailes. They backed her all the way in that. They said, we believe you're the future of the network. We're willing to pay you north of $20 million. We're willing to elevate you throughout the process of this,
right,
this sort of very, this very heavily watched campaign season and make you a star.
Well, yeah.
And then lo and behold, she goes and says, well, I'd rather go to NBC.
Well, we got to leave it right there. A lot of people will be watching to see how this all plays out. Dylan Byers from CNN, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
It is now 8:45 on WML. Let's get traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Crews are working an incident. DC 295 initially, they said it was a broken down car. Now they're saying an accident. Southbound 295 as you head past East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. So that's where we're finding all of our activity, even slowing northbound side to check this out. So again, 295 between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. You'd still need extra time with this rush hour. Easing out to the Wilson Bridge, actually, much better. Delays just before you get to 210, top side of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. Part of that break that we catch there is because commuters are still stuck on 95 south to get past 212, crash gone, but the pace improving, so that's the positive news. We'll get you around the Beltway, Virginia, in Annandale below speed, then north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, you're on the brakes, nothing reported along the way, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and off the southbound GW Parkway stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chapters will slowly fall after getting into the middle part of the 50s today. Developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind this afternoon. Tonight, clear 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. So we've been watching to see how things are developing in the confirmation battles, and it looks like I keep going back and forth on this one, Vince Colonnais. Jeff Sessions for the Attorney General. I think an inspired choice. Think he's a good guy. But there are those on the Democratic side of the equation who are going to try to resurrect things that are, like, 30 years old. That when he was over as a U.S. attorney in the state of Alabama. And they're going to make the case that he is some kind of racist. And I got to tell you, I remember when this all came up, when he was nominated for a judgeship and all of these things came up. And I had just come from Mobile, Alabama. And so I knew his reputation there in that town. And then I watched as they sort of...
Which is beloved.
Which was beloved and well thought of and highly respected.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he gets nominated for a judgeship during the Reagan years. And the Democrats paint him out to be some kind of racist. And nothing could be, in my opinion, further from the truth. But what I noticed then, and I didn't understand at the time when it was all going on, and I covered it, was that this was really Ted Kennedy's warm-up for Bork. And what we saw were the same techniques used against Jeff Sessions in that nomination that were later used against the Supreme Court nomination of Robert Bork.
Clearly, this is a way to delegitimize Jeff Sessions, despite the fact that, look, the confirmation process is about getting to know a nominee and then confirming them.
Right.
His colleagues know him. He's been in the Senate.
He has sat next to them on the Judiciary Committee for years.
This is the most familiar person in the nominating process to the United States Senate. So Jeff Sessions is there. And by the way, have you noticed that in every single statement accusing Jeff Sessions of phantom racism, they've always used his full name? Recall
Beauregard.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. It's all this, like, these theatrics to paint him as some sort of Southern racist.
Southern racist, that's right.
And it's, you recall, I mean, people got upset when conservatives used the name Barack Hussein Obama. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions? Really? I mean, you're going to try and make that play?
Yeah. So Chairman Grassley has set hearings for January 10th and 11th at the Russell Senate office building. He says they're going to be 2 days of hearing. Dianne Feinstein, who's the ranking Democrat on that committee, and I think an adult, really. Even you may not always agree with her, but she generally doesn't lend herself to theatrics, is making noise. Well, we need more time.
Right.
We need to
push. Who is this guy? This Jeff Sessions you're talking about.
So look, the game is on, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you right now, this is horse manure. This is BS. And they're just looking to make some noise. He's going to be, I think, confirmed. I don't think any of the stuff that they're going to dig up is going to hold any water. But boy, they're trying. Even the NAACP has taken up a residence in his office in Alabama and had to be arrested and removed. They're saying, we're going to protest this nomination.
Well, you've got to wonder if Democrats want a single scalp in this process and whose scalp it might be.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to try to make it Jeff Sessions. I don't think they're going to be successful, but watch very closely. 850.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
And I'm Jerry Rice, saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are you only as drunk as the company you keep? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This is going to offer a lot of you out there some vindication. A new British study finds that if you're drinking, the people around you can influence how drunk you think you are. In a nutshell, sober people make drinkers feel drunker, regardless of how much alcohol they've actually consumed. Drinkers underestimated how drunk they were as tested by a breathalyzer when they were surrounded by other people who were drunk. But when they were surrounded by people who were more sober, they felt more drunk, and they were less likely to put their health more at risk. So if you're trying to get people to cut back on drinking, the best way to do it is to remember to also fill your surroundings with people who are sober. I know, I'm a total buzzkill. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 855 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still some of our trouble spots, Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue, just east of George Avenue over toward Belpre. That's closed with a downed tree. Adelphi Road, University Boulevard, lights malfunctioning. DC 295 South past East Capitol Street, accident cleanup continues. Update brought to you by Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood to the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It's 8:56.
Cumulus Media would like to publicize our job opportunities to any organization that frequently distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers. To receive information regarding job vacancies at Cumulus Media, simply ask to be put on our mailing list. Send your request to Cumulus Media, care of Human Resources Department, 4400 Jennifer Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2015-2113. Be sure to include your company name, a contact person, address, phone number, and email address. Cumulus Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or drugs, from drinking every day to taking prescription drugs without a prescription or using cocaine, opiates, or any other hard illegal drug, you need to know you're not alone. There are programs to help get your life back on track, and you don't have to hit rock bottom. Take 5 minutes to talk with someone that cares. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today at 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. When you call, a trained advisor will listen and make recommendations that will be in your best interest, from simple detox programs to 30-day inpatient programs. This is a completely confidential free service that won't judge. They listen and offer hope and help. The goal is to find the right program or facility that fits your situation, but you have to call. In addition, this hotline offers a better opportunity for success against relapse with their unique program facility matching service. Don't lose your life, career, or loved ones. Know your options. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today. 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Well, listen, I can't tell you how much we appreciate Vince Colanese for coming in and joining us here as the editor of Daily Caller. You have a lot of responsibilities, and we appreciate you spending the morning with us here. In fact, we liked it so much, we're going to ask you to come back next week.
I'm going to do it. I love being a co-pilot and holding on for dear life.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You come here, you do well, you get asked to do it again. tomorrow we'll have the latest on whatever's going on, and Chris Plant is coming up next here on WMAL. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.